and welcome to the Jim Baker Show, coming to you from the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Today, join us as Pastor Jim begins a teaching on why we are now living in the Revelation Generation. Our co-hosts today are Maricela Woodall, Mondo de la Vega, and I'm Tammy Sue Baker. And now, direct from their home in the Ozarks, here's your hosts, Pastor Jim and Lori Baker.
Thank you, Tammy Sue Baker, yes. And welcome everyone to the Revelation Generation.
That's right.
In the Revelation, the phase one, I call, of Revelation, of real Revelation. We've been living in the four horsemen of the apocalypse.
That's right.
Revelation ride. And now we're going into the next. And so I haven't done this totally into this section.
Right.
It's a shocking section.
It is.
And it is full blast. There's no pause.
Yeah.
There's no breathers. You know, every once in a while, John has a rest period.
Yeah. Yes. Did you notice that?
Yes. Yeah. You let your rest and get...
I'm just grabbing my Bible real quick because I want everybody, you need to get your Bible out, get your notepad out, and take some notes. Grab your Bible, open up to the scriptures that Jim, that he gives to you, and read along with him as he is teaching this. Get ready, everybody. This is what you all want. You ask for it all the time. You want Jim Baker to teach you, and here it is today.
But it's important to know what the Word says. We're entering this time. We're there now. And a lot of people are going to be left. It's like a horror movie.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen, you know, with faces going, people are going to be into horror.
Yes.
They're going to be into pain and anguish.
Yes.
And I want you to be prepared so that doesn't happen.
Amen.
I want you to be smiling. I want you to have daisies growing in your yard.
I love daisies. I just ordered some daisies, honey.
You know,
little ones that we can start planting and putting everywhere for springtime.
But you know, God's still on the throne.
Amen.
And we're going to stand.
Yes.
No matter what they do.
Amen.
And it may be some warfare, but greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world.
Amen.
And I think before we start, let me just roll a B-roll that the crew put together for me of some of our special guests.
Absolutely.
Of why are we in the Revelation generation? What's the signs to look for and all that kind of thing, you know? But this is Rabbi and... Tom Horn and Carol Galpin and others speaking on the experience of the birth pangs. So let's roll this.
I mean, the time is now. And I mean, look at this. Look at all this. I mean, it's what we've said, and now it's happening. It's real. 2 Chronicles 7:13 says this. This is the secret. This is the key. This is the context. What does it say? It says, if I shut up the heavens and there's no rain, if I command the locusts to ravage the land, or if I let loose a plague against the people, then it says, if my people. So what is the context here? The context is a plague. The last thing it says before if my people is a plague, a pestilence, a pandemic. That is what leads up to if my people.
I've told all of my Christian friends this. You need to get ready now.
Right.
Use this as an opportunity. Mm-hmm. What is it going to hurt that you got ready? You have food. You have a way of purifying water. If you can't buy a Berkey water filtration system or some, you know, the things you pour, I forget what they even call them, but the...
Right, like their Seychelles water pitcher.
Yeah. But you could, you know, be prepared to boil water, whatever, but you need food and you need water, and I'm telling everybody that I know, you need to do this, you need to do it now.
Yes.
2011, I owned one of the largest emergency supply companies in this nation called Survivor Mall, right? And we distributed for all of the biggest distributors at the time of food products. And when Fukushima happened, in 24 hours, we were sold out. In another 2 to 3 days, we were 9 months backed up before we could make a delivery. And it wasn't
just us,
it was everybody else.
This could be a pandemic. Or even if it's not, it's a foreshadowing of what is eventually going to come, because the scriptures speak of in the very last days before the return of the Lord, disease, and the implication is global, and famine, and death, unusual amounts of death. So the point is that, yes, we do need to be concerned. We need to be prepared. I wrote a book, Be Thou Prepared. Yeah. We talk about it all the time. We've been telling Christians for decades. You just have to prepare for life.
If we don't turn to God now in this, then there will never be another time. This is the time. This is the hour. You know, it may be scary to many, but it's also exciting that God is on the move. And so we believe for great and mighty things in the midst of great and mighty things in this world.
I'm telling everybody, I'll tell this audience, I'll tell the audience watching by TV, you need to get food, have a way of purifying water. Don't put this off. Don't delay. Do it now. If this becomes a national emergency, you could really be caught in a very unfortunate circumstance. You know what Proverbs says? It says a wise man foresees calamity that's coming ahead, and he prepares for it while a fool goes blindly on and suffers the consequences.
Right.
Furthermore, it says that a person who will not prepare for the survival of their family is worse than an infidel and has denied the faith. So this is something you need to do it right now.
And then you said that one day people in the church are going to shake their fist at their pastors and say, why didn't you warn us? Why didn't you tell us?
God spoke to me, number three. Number two, food must be stored. Water must be important. Think water. The Lord spoke to me. This is the last season to get prepared.
Wow. That is so powerful, Jim.
We are not kidding, Lori. It's there.
Yeah.
It's here.
Yes.
It's not in the now and now. You know, Billy Graham wrote a book, this is many years ago, I don't know.
1983.
The date. Billy Graham, Approaching Hoofbeats. They already came.
Yeah.
They're riding now. The war of words, the first horse, is what we've been through. This thing with this, the political, this is what's going on.
Absolutely.
The left and the right, the fighting, the warfare,
right.
The rioting in the streets. All of this is that warfare of the first horse that rides.
Yeah.
And it's a terrible thing because it is a warfare of words. It's Antichrist spirit in words taking over our nation.
Wow.
And that's where we are. So I'm not going to the four horses today. So stay tuned.
Yeah.
You say, well, Jim, you already told. Well, I've told you a lot about the four horses. And Billy Graham wrote a great book about the four horses of the apocalypse. Well, they have already come.
Listen,
they're already coming.
Look what you have on your notes right here. Warfare that is destroying us today is the white horse, anti-Christian ideology. Warfare of information. Information age is what we're living through right now. Warfare of destructive television, radio, internet, spirit of lust and filth of the last days. This one gets me because we're right in the middle of this one. Another gospel is being preached today. And I want to tell you something. What you wrote here about what this white horse could be is right now is what we're going through right now. The warfare that is destroying Christian television, Christian radio, Christian internet, the cancel culture, that warfare right now.
People, that's what's taking place. You can call it the cancel culture, a part of this warfare of words.
Absolutely, 100%. Absolutely, because we have experienced
it. And I wrote that how many years ago?
You wrote this, you're probably 15, in prison when you discovered
15,
this.
20 years ago.
About 22 years ago, I've heard this, 23 to be exact, when I started hearing this message, and I can tell you, people
but
at the Dream Center.
It's fulfilled.
It's fulfilled right now. We're living it right now.
The greatest fulfillment of the war of words ever in history. So I'm just laying some foundation, and maybe you guys will give me 2 days on my show.
Yeah, let's do it.
To teach some revelation and get it out here.
Amen.
Because I've got a lot to do.
Yeah.
And I'd like to take us all the way through to the end of the Revelation, and then I'll start at the beginning. So don't think you're getting away from Revelation ever, because this is where we are. We are the Revelation generation.
Amen.
And let's go on here. So Revelation 6:7 is the fourth seal of these the four horses okay. of the apocalypse. And this is where we which dumps us into now. Mm. And this is the now stuff that's already happened. And it says, when he opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast. These are living beings saying, come and see. And I looked and behold, a pale greenish, the color of a corpse, death. Ooh, that's what it says mm-hmm. in the Bible as mm-hmm. I study that. Sickness. And this horse, his name that sat on him was death and hell and Hades, plague and pestilence.
Wow.
So this is where we desperately are now. COVID-19. Did I say it right this time?
Yes, you sure wow. did.
Boy, I'm going to practice here until I get this right. But listen to what it says, and then we're going to go into the new stuff. And I heard the voice of the fourth beast, living being, saying, come and go and see. And I looked, and behold, a pale greenish, pale horse, the color of death, the color of dead bodies. And him that sat on him was death. His name was plague and pestilences. That's what we had. Have we not had a plague? Is COVID-19 yes, not
absolutely.
A plague?
Absolutely. Actually, I always call it the plague. I yeah. know everybody else has all the other names for it, but I'm like, this is a plague.
That's
and
right.
there it is.
And that's what it should
scripture.
Be called.
Yes.
So that's what we're facing. And it's a judgment of God.
Yes.
On where America needs to wake up. And power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth. So here, listen to me. This is what we're in right now. It's not just COVID-19.
Mm-mm.
It's all the plagues that come from the animals.
Yes,
right. sir. Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
I want to make this really clear because we're going to leave it and go on to the part that's opening next. What does all this cause? What do we see in heaven? What's happening next?
Mm-hmm.
What's going to happen on earth? And power is given over them the fourth part of the earth to kill with sword or destroy. This is warfare.
Right.
So we've got warfare that's coming. I believe there's going to be attacks. I believe there's going to be bombs. I believe there's going to be earthquakes and all these things. Let me read what it says. Power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth to kill, destroy with sword, and that means weapons. They didn't have atomic bombs back then. They didn't have even bombs back when this was written in the Bible. But so it was the weapons and with hunger, starvation from death, and that's now.
Yes.
People are dying all over the world. People
that's
are
right.
hungry, even in the United States of America.
That's right.
And with death, and it's death, and this is what's important. That word death means disease.
Wow.
Plague. COVID-19. Got a lot of names for it. Death by plague or by pestilence and by famine. And this is the fourth horse. This is the one the hoofbeats have already
gone
by.
Out of the barn.
Yes.
It's literally riding.
Can you imagine Billy Graham wrote the hoofbeats are coming.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But they have come since he wrote that book.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And we're there now. We're in these final times. So, but this death by plague.
Mm-hmm.
We've had, 2.5 million dead already from 19?
Yes.
Is that right? Do you
That's
guys
right.
know?
COVID-19. Yes, 19.
Oh, yes sir.
Worldwide. Yes.
But you got to understand, these are diseases, and it says, with the beast of the earth, wild animals.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't understand this when I was in prison. I was studying. This is when I first really studied the depth of Revelation. And how could a fourth part of the earth be killed with beast of the earth, you know?
Sure.
Even elephants are big, but they can't kill very many people. They don't kill. But, and lions and tigers are very violent, but they wouldn't kill a fourth of the world.
Yes.
We have got guns. We could kill. We can kill those animals. We can defend ourselves.
Correct.
But King James says, with death and with the beast of the earth, I looked each word up in the Greek, and death here was plague, disease from the animals will kill one-fourth of the people on earth.
Wow.
Am I making myself clear?
Yeah.
Because I try to be, I simplify the Bible. That's what I've done my whole life. I remember I started preaching up in the Appalachian Mountains when I was a young preacher. Mm-hmm. I was just in my early teens and early 20s when I started preaching as a traveling evangelist. And I was up there in the mountains, and I found out I was using words that were too big for the mountain people. I mean, it just simply was.
Yeah.
It was words that I had learned in school. So I had to simplify my language. And so I want you to understand what I'm saying, because what I'm saying is where we are now,
really,
and you know it.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, we hide our heads. We want to be like an ostrich. We want to put our head in the ground. And the NIV here, let me read it. Look. When the Lamb opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth living creature say, "Come." And I looked, and there before me was a pale horse. Its rider was named Death and Hades, and was followed close behind. Remember, it says here, it will kill a fourth of the world.
Wow.
Here's what we got to understand. If we don't study the word, we're not going to understand what the Bible's
That's
teaching.
Right.
Absolutely.
But this means death by disease and from the animals. Where does AIDS come from?
Monkeys.
HIV.
Monkeys, yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It came from the animals of
That's
the
right.
jungle.
Mm-hmm.
And this thing, AIDS has killed millions. And they don't want to talk about AIDS.
No.
AIDS is something that it's like a thing of the past. And
I know.
It's not.
No. I know. It's kind of like not. In the past, it's kind of like the thing of the 80s. And yet here we are in the 2000s and
still
20s. And here it's still going.
And it's just that, you know. But these plagues from the wild beast of the earth. You know, this thing with AIDS, what it's done to the families and to the children left
so
without
sad.
Parents.
Oh, so
and
so
then
sad.
They die with no one to take care of them. So that's been a horrendous thing that's been caused there in South Africa at one time. I think it was 1987. 2 out of 10,000 women at South African prenatal clinics were HIV positive. The number jumped to 2 out of every 10
Wow.
In 1999.
Wow.
These things have grown.
Yes.
Man wants to keep himself hidden from the facts.
Mm-hmm.
But the facts are, this number of a fourth of the world dying from these AIDS type things, some plagues, from COVID-19, we're living in that time.
Absolutely.
So the stage is set for 1/4 of the world to die. And when you see what's happened, you know, even like what's happened when the Jews were killed.
Mm-hmm.
How many Jews in the Holocaust? 10 million at least?
Over 10 million, Jews wow. Killed.
Yeah.
And many believe
Jews.
That it was 10 million Christians were killed.
That's right.
Don't talk about the Christians that were murdered.
Right, and they don't talk about people that were disabled, and they don't talk about that. It's real. If you've been to the Holocaust museums in D.C. and Yad Vashon in Israel, you must go.
And you'll realize what evil man can do
to
man.
Yes.
You need to go. But all these diseases and all these things, they've added up, and you're going to see what's happened. So stay with, I'm not just telling you this just to be talking to you. I'm setting the stage for what's next.
Now this is good. This is.
And when you see what's next, you're gonna be shocked to realize that you put all these people together and you have hundreds of millions that have been killed for God's sake, mm-hmm. and for from diseases, mm-hmm. From the animals.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go to Revelation 6:9.
Okay.
The fifth seal opens a spring of support and consolation to those who have been and still were under great tribulation for the sake of Christ and the gospel. Remember the martyrs of the early church. Millions died in the Dark Ages.
Yes, absolutely.
You got to know.
Anybody knowing history understands that.
Yes. World history is devastating, Lori. It's really devastating.
It really is.
And people just haven't realized what's that. But what is God doing with all this? We're going to see right now.
We really are.
This
is exciting that we get to know where we are, and so we're not freaked out and going crazy.
That's
because
it.
So many are going to be just going crazy and freaked out and like, what in the world is going on? And why didn't all of the preachers tell us? Well, you've got a man of God sitting here with you, your friend. He is telling you, Jim Baker, he is telling you, this is what's going on. Now, this is what I love. I'm reading.
Minute. I can't believe you use the term freaked out.
Yeah.
Because when my dreams that I've seen the last few months of what's coming, it freaked me out.
Yeah.
Truly.
I don't ever use that term.
No, you don't. Yeah. That's less like more like my term,
that's
you
your
know,
term.
From the 60s and 70s. But you're
but that's
but
what's
you don't
gonna happen
that.
With people.
Right.
That aren't prepared.
Right.
And that's why
they're going to be stunned. They're
going to
be shocked.
Revelation, I originally taught this at our first studio.
Studio City,
and it's been edited since with the pictures and updates.
Yes, 30 hours of your teaching on the book of Revelation for a donation of $100 to the ministry. So we do still have that available right now.
But study that. The Revelation is the now.
Yes, it is.
Now is the revelation. Yes. We are living in, we are the revelation generation.
Amen.
And if you don't know what's going on now with the revelation, it's the end of the book.
Hmm. Yes.
We're at the end of the book.
Hmm. Yes.
I want you,
you know, everybody, if you don't have it, and I know many of you have it, but if you don't have it, or maybe there's somebody you want to give it to,
absolutely.
This would be an incredible, this would be one of the greatest gifts that you could, you know, next to the Word of God, a Bible itself, this would be the second greatest gift that you could give to somebody. And this has 14.
The simple teaching. It's revelation.
Jim does.
It's simple.
He makes everything. Honey, when you taught this and we sat there every Tuesday night, and we sat there for, I think, 20-something Tuesday nights, every Tuesday night, every week, I understood it for the first time. I was so excited. I had my kids there. Yes. You'll see Maricela even in the audience, and she's a little girl, and all the other kids. But I'm not kidding.
Yes.
It really helped me understand. And I want to thank you for making the revelation understandable and simple, because it really
is. This is a result of going to prison. Mm. I wouldn't have had the years, and it took years to put this together, to study it. I studied every single word in the Revelation, one word at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And because I had the time, I always say they don't call it doing time for nothing.
That's right.
And the blessing of me going to prison was this right here.
Yes. That's right.
Wow.
This package right here.
Yeah.
This is the entire book of Revelation made easy, word by word.
It is.
And honestly, I was in prison with a wonderful minister, and we studied together, but we taught Bible class every day that the prison let us have.
Mm-hmm.
We had so many people saved in that prison that they could only go to chapel. The inmates could only go to chapel every other day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, every other week. They couldn't go all at once because there wasn't room. And God blessed it. God moved on it. And this is a result of it, Lori. This is not something, you know, if you want to say I paid a price,
yeah,
I did pay a price. Mm-hmm. I went to prison. I lost everything.
Yeah.
Everything. And God gave me everything.
Yes, amen.
God restored. Yeah, and today our ministry is bigger than it was then.
And I believe it's because, yes.
A lot of people watching.
And it's because of this scripture, Revelation 1, verse 3. At the very beginning, this is what it says. Blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of this prophecy and keeps these things which are written in it, for the time is near. And I love that. That's the promise. The very beginning, God calls us blessed for doing what we're doing today.
I only have a few hundred sets of these two books.
Yes, absolutely.
These are two of the most important books I've ever written.
I believe it.
Absolutely.
And they're in the warehouse.
They are.
And if we order again, it'll take months to get them.
Yes.
But I don't know what we're going to do with them. I don't want them to go out of print. But they're in print, and it's for a gift of $30.
A gift of $30 donation, and that includes shipping and handling. Both books.
These are the two most important books I think I ever wrote. The Refuge and the Prosperity and the Coming Apocalypse.
Amen.
These are last day books. People, it's time to get them out now.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
These are the times God said, I wrote these books
That's right.
I didn't write them for when I got out of prison.
Yeah. Right. I wrote them then. You wrote Prosperity and the Coming Apocalypse in 1998. And you wrote The Refuge in the year 2000. Mm-hmm. And you said to me, and anybody else that heard you, and Mondo knows this for a fact, you said, these books are, one day, these books will be bestsellers. Mm-hmm. Probably not right now, and they really weren't, because people were not ready for this.
No.
But people are ready now.
This is powerful, strong. This is from God's stuff.
That's right, amen.
To me.
Yes.
And there's a few hundred sets left in our warehouse. And so for $30, you get both books.
Yes, for $30, you receive The Refuge, A Look Into the Future and the Power of Living in a Christian Community. Mm-hmm. And the second book will be The Prosperity and the Coming Apocalypse, Avoiding the Dangers of Materialistic Christianity in the End Times. And these are now books. For a $30 donation to the ministry, you receive both books, and that includes the shipping and handling as well. We have put together Jim Baker's Essential Revelation Teaching Bundle for a donation of $150 to the ministry. That does include shipping and handling. You'll receive one of the Revelation Revealed 14 DVD set with over 30 hours of teaching from Pastor Jim Baker of the Book of Revelation. Included in this offer, you'll receive one of the Refuge books, A Look Into the Future and the Power of Living in a Christian Community. You'll also receive one of the Prosperity and the Coming Apocalypse book, Avoiding the Dangers of Materialistic Christianity in the End Times. And of course, we will include the Revelation Generation DVD teachings that we have been doing with Pastor Jim. And it's really bringing us to where we are right now. We are living in the Revelation Generation.
Remember to call us at 1-888-988-1588 and get your books or I would say both, like the combination. I would get the DVD as the DVDs as well, because you can visually see everything.
Amen.
It's pretty amazing. So don't forget to call us or go to the website, jimbakershow.com.
We are in the end times.
Yes,
we are in the Revelation days. And if you're ever going to be ready, you need to get ready now. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
All right, let's go. The stage is set for the fourth of the world to die.
Yes.
We're there now.
Yep. Absolutely. In every way possible, from disease to economic collapse to famine. I found it interesting that when you saw it in the Greek, you saw plague, pestilence, and famine.
Yes.
That, when you put all those numbers together on what's happening right now, you realize the Revelation generation is now. It's not yesterday. It's not coming. We're living it right now. And as you are unfolding this book, Dad, it makes me think of the famine of the Word of God in the pulpits today. And when we reviewed the first horse on the apostasy that is taking place in the church, that another gospel, I want to tell you something. And there, you used to say, if you're not preaching the whole gospel, then you must have holes in your gospel. And I want to tell you, this gospel that you're preaching right now is missing in every church almost. They don't want to talk about it. They don't want to teach it. They're afraid of it. But isn't it amazing that people want to hear where we are right now? You're diving in back to what you breathe in prison. The scriptures came alive to you. And then when we were a part of the teaching, it was like, how did I miss this scripture? How did I not understand what the Bible said? And you were teaching it so simple that it made sense how these horses were coming out and playing right before our eyes.
And a group right. of people.
Yes.
It's not just COVID-19.
That's right.
It's that group of people that will die in the last days from disease and the pestilence and even famine, as you said. And so the martyrs of the early church, millions who died in the dark age, can be included in this number.
Yes.
The Reformation, millions killed under communism.
Oh.
You know, we got to realize that God takes now count.
Yes.
Of those who have died.
He sure
takes
does.
Count of those who were martyrs for his
You
faith.
Know, in yes. the in the modern English version, it says, when he opened the scripture you're talking about right now, Revelation 6:9, to make it very easy to understand, when he opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of those who had been slain for the word of God and for the testimony that they held. Hang on to your testimony, people.
Come on.
Amen.
Stay close to Jesus.
Good word.
Make him the Lord of your life.
So John here is saying, symbolically saying, the death of the martyrs is the same as a sacrifice on the altar to God.
Exactly.
Revelation 6:9. That's what you read, isn't it?
Oh, yes. I love
And that's
this.
Where we are right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then in Leviticus 17:11 says, for the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls. For it is the blood that maketh an atonement for the souls. This is the now time. Go to Revelation 6:10.
Okay.
And they cried with a loud voice, saying, oh, how long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? Here's the blood of the martyrs is crying out to God for judgment on wicked mankind. Verse 11, and white robes were given unto every one of them, and it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season, until their fellow servants also and their brethren that should yet be killed as they were should be fulfilled. So John saw them under the altar, at the foot of the altar of incense in the most holy place. He saw them in heaven at the foot of Christ. And second, let's go. Let me go to the second part of this, what I wanted to say. What was the cause in which they suffered? Or who is God's martyrs? Oh, my. The world has thought they got by with it. Communism thought they've gotten by with killing millions and millions of godly people. They haven't.
No.
Those will be rewarded in heaven.
That's right.
Been martyred.
That's exactly right.
The word of God and the testimony which they held for the believing the word of God and confessing the truth of it, this profession of their faith that they held fast without wavering, even though they died for it, a noble cause, the best that any man can do is lay down his life for his faith in God's word and the confession of that faith.
Oh, amen.
So we we, some of us alive right now, may have to be martyrs. There's martyrs going on right now.
There sure are. Mm-hmm.
They're every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that right?
Absolutely.
The figures we're reading is thousands.
Staggering.
Of,
millions of Christians are being martyred and killed in different countries that despise Christianity. And that persecution, we're starting to see more and more with social media, you know, playing a big part to give us an insight into that world. We're watching this scripture being fulfilled.
Revelation 12:11 says, and they overcame him,
yes,
the devil,
there it is,
by the blood of the Lamb,
yes,
and by the word of their testimony.
That's right.
That's why your testimony is always important.
It's always important. I'm all, you know what, when somebody gives their testimony of what the Lord Jesus Christ has done for them, it stirs me up. I get so excited to hear somebody's testimony when I see them as a person that is a massive believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. And when once they were lost and it was the blood of the Lamb, the blood of Jesus that shed his precious innocent blood for you, for me. And we get to give our testimony of what he did for us. That's what that scripture is saying.
It says they love not their lives unto death. And that's what's so powerful that they, and you know, sometimes I hear you say, oh, I don't want to give my testimony anymore.
I know. I feel like everyone's heard it, but I
feel like I said, but yet it overcomes Satan.
It does. Yes. It really does.
And it makes Satan mad. Your testimony makes Satan mad.
Because you can't even believe you're the same person that lived through, you know, whatever it is that you lived through. And all of a sudden, you're like, wow, look at you, God. I mean, if you didn't believe in God before, you believe in him when you see somebody, and everybody knows somebody, or maybe it's you, where your life has been radically changed because of Jesus.
The cry John heard in chapter 6, verse 10, it was a loud cry, and it contained a very humble question from those who were being killed. And it says, how long, about the long delay of avenging justice against their enemies? How long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on those that dwell on the earth? God's going to have vengeance. It's his vengeance, not our vengeance. And he's going to have vengeance for those who have murdered. Those right now that are think they're getting by with shutting the mouths of the church, shutting down the church, shutting down godly people, taking and making fun of the gospel, they're not going to win.
That's right.
This is very, very clear. And there's so much I could talk about here. But it says there will be joy in heaven at the destruction of the enemies of Christ and Christianity. Mm. So you say, God's not going to judge. Yes, he is. Mm-hmm. God's going to judge those who have killed the church people. Yeah. He's going to judge those who have destroyed the great country that God built called the United States of America, and they're trying to destroy it, turn it into a communist state instead of a godly place, you know. So when Babylon falls, it will be said, rejoice over her, O thou heaven and holy apostles and prophets, for God hath avenged you on her. That's Revelation 18:20. And there's so much I want to do here, but our show's almost gone for today. You let me come back tomorrow, and I've got so much that I have to bring out on this.
Yes.
Because God is, you know, these people in heaven, there's thousands of them. Mm-hmm. You see them around the throne. We're going to talk about that. Mm-hmm. And was given white robes to them, robes of victory, robes of honor. Mm-hmm. Their presence, the happiness was an abundant gift for their past suffering. And what was said to them, that they should be satisfied and ease themselves, for it will not be long that the number of their fellow sufferers would be fulfilled. In other words, those who are yet to be martyred will have, well, they'll be martyred and they'll be governed with them. And then the language rather than suited to the imperfect state of the saints in this world than to the perfection of their state in heaven. There is no impatience, no uneasiness, no need of admonition. Mm-hmm. But in this world, there is a great need of patience. Mm. And that's where we're living right now.
Absolutely.
A time of being patient.
If we can,
on to God.
Absolutely. I think, you know, Maricela and I were talking about this as we were preparing for the show. And as you talk about this patient, I think of the word endurance. If we can endure to the end, and this is what these martyrs have done throughout their history. You hear and you read the stories. They endure the pain, the suffering, the pressure, the tribulation of their time.
Some scholars believe where I'm headed right now, that the tribulation begins on earth with the opening of this fifth seal. And that's where we are right now.
Mm.
So if you are experiencing or expecting a rapture escape from this tribulation, you are clinging to a very recent and faulty view of the scriptures. And this is what really frightens me, is because people have been taught that they're not going to go through anything. And yet that's just not biblical. I've studied and studied and studied this. Mm-hmm. And even in my prison years, I would study this. And nothing in the Word even hints at such a thing. Mm. I studied this in the prison. It's absolutely clear that all these certain things have to happen, and then will Jesus come back.
That's exactly right.
And that's what is as clear as a bell. And we'll go into this as we go along. But the origination of the pre-tribulation view, do you have my book, Coming Apocalypse? The idea of the pre-tribulation view came from a young Scottish woman. Very young girl. I think she may have even been in her teens. And it took place in 1830. Are you there?
Yes, sir.
Read. I know you're a Spanish-speaking person. Can you read that?
This whole thing here?
No, just, it's the part where it talks about Margaret MacDonald.
So it says, when I dug into the matter further, I was surprised to discover that many of the ideas associated with the pre-tribulation rapture originated not in the Bible, but in extra-biblical vision experienced by a young Scottish woman named Margaret MacDonald in 1830.
Mm-hmm.
The woman sent handwritten copies of her revelation to Edward Irvin, a controversial minister who, with his great gift of oratory and his magnetic personality, was drawing large crowds to his church in London. In his pamphlet, and I quote, "Why I Believe the Church Will Pass Through the Tribulation," end of quote, David McPherson described what happened after Irvin got hold of Margaret MacDonald's vision.
Yeah, and that is where most go back to teaching this false doctrine that the church will not go through any tribulation. What are we going through now?
A tribulation, a time of pressure.
The church is even forbidden from going to church.
Yes. I don't think we've seen the church fall into the court system like we're watching right now. We haven't seen the church not allowing themselves to gather in worship.
That's why you've got to study, people. You've got to study. We won't take any time, but that part is more of it. In this book, Prosperity and the Coming Apocalypse, and these are things that I have studied over the years, and to bring you the facts, you know, so much. People say, well, It's not in the Bible, but it's in the Scofield notes. Well, Scofield was a wonderful man, but his notes are not the Bible. You better find out. That's why in the prison time, I had that time to search it out. But I want everyone to, and we really get into stuff now, and I think I'll wait till tomorrow to really get into this next piece.
Okay.
But I want everyone, please, if you have not studied the Revelation with me.
That's right.
You, some of you have my Revelation in the videos. Mm-hmm. You could start watching them at home. Take the time. Some of you are still shuttered in.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you're right. Now's a, that's a great, this is a great time, Jim, to watch the
But
the
all
DVDs.
This part about Margaret MacDonald, that's in this video.
It sure is.
And it's in the books.
Yeah.
In these two books too. These are important materials.
That's right. So you receive the Revelation Revealed DVD set, which is 14 DVDs, which includes 30 hours of Jim teaching the Book of Revelation. He calls it, and we call it, Revelation Revealed DVD set. And that $100 donation to the ministry includes shipping and handling.
I want everyone to get this, the complete set today.
Yes.
Honestly, I'm frightened because of people's lack of knowledge.
Mm-hmm. Well, I suggest what you do, seriously, you get the Revelation Revealed, and you also get the two books. You get Jim's two books, Prosperity in the Coming Apocalypse and The Refuge.
So you will receive all these teachings, all of Jim Baker's essential revelation teachings for a donation of $150 to the ministry, and that includes shipping and handling.
Get the whole thing. That's the package right there.
We've got and to be prepared.
And that includes shipping and handling. So call us right now, 1-888-988-1588, or go to the website, jimbakershow.com. Remember, you can write us at P.O. Box 7330, Branson, Missouri, 65615.
Well, I'm going to read you a verse, and then we'll say goodbye.
Get ready for tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll start here in Revelation chapter 6, verse 12. Revelation, he's not giving you any breathing time. You gotta go, help, I need a breath of air. But he says here, and behold, when he had opened the sixth seal, that's what we're going to do tomorrow.
Yeah.
We're going to open the sixth seal.
Wow. Exciting.
And lo, there was a great earthquake. Mm. When the Bible says great, it's great.
Yes.
It's probably a 9 or more. And the sun became black as sackcloth of hairs. It's mohair, like goat, thick goat's hide. it's something, they only talk about that in the Bible, usually. And so Yellowstone is shaking. We'll maybe talk about some of these earthquakes.
Yellowstone, Cascadia, some unbelievable things are happening while you're reading this that really puts us where we are right now.
It's Matthew 24 says, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places, meaning many places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Mm. There we are. We're there right now. And you're gonna see more shaking. Right now, Mondo, I think there's more shaking than ever.
Oh yeah, I got news right now that we don't have time to go into.
We'll do it tomorrow.
Let's do it tomorrow. And we got some video we want to show you to really put you in this picture, what you just read on the experts, scientists that are talking about what would happen if this goes off at this moment.
Please take advantage of these offers.
Yes.
And stand with us.
Yes.
We're in the last days.
Yeah. Oh boy.
And there's nothing more we can do but study to show ourselves approved to get into the Word of God. Now I have good news from Marcella today.
Yes.
That people who've been wanting the generators, they
yes.
need them. These are generators that don't put out gas.
That's right. They're fumeless generators. And we just received word. And really, we have actually been working together because of what we've seen, the devastation that has hit the United States, where over 48 states were covered with disaster during this ice storm. We talked and we said, we have to bring a solution. We have to figure it out for those, as we watched on the news, devastation and people freezing and left without electricity, you know, and that's what we did. So I went to work, you know, you gave me some direction and I went to work with our supplier, and we are so excited because Morningside and Lion Energy are working together to offer easy monthly payment options for the new ME More Energy generator. I want to tell you about a few options that we have available, and we are making it possible to extend to you the offer to receive easy payment options on the large brand new ME, which is More Energy generator. So this is the deluxe generator that we have been waiting on, and it is in stock available right now for our partners to take advantage. But like I said, we've never been able, we've always been asked, can we do monthly payments, easy monthly payments? And now if you go to the jimbakershow.com, we have made this possible by partnering with Lion Energy.
Wow.
And so this is exciting for us. This is a huge opportunity for our partners.
And now they get the big, big master unit.
Yeah, that's right.
And then the extension power unit.
Yes, that's extension big, battery.
Big battery system. And then you get the
EMP bag.
You get the EMP bag.
Yes, in this deluxe bundle, you'll receive EMP bag to protect your generator. Along with it, you're going to receive...
That's from EMP bomb protection.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. It's amazing.
And I won't even share a headline what you're talking about right now, but if there was a time to get this, it's right now. And Dr. Vincent Pry has warned us about the protection to be able to have our generators, to have communication, to have light. And we're seeing that right now more and more. This deluxe bundle is the one that you want to have.
That's
this is the big deal that we want you to do whatever it takes to go on the website and order this right now, jimbakershow.com, and you're going to receive the ME generator, the extension battery, the solar panel, and of course, you're going to receive
The EMP bag
is very
expensive. That's right. And also the Anderson cord, and that allows you to use your panel and have length. You have distance to take it. So if you want to set it outside, you can keep your generator inside. So what you're going to do is you're going to go to the jimbakershow.com, and it'll be very easy right on the front of a front page of our website. And it will give you instruction to be able to see all the options that you can apply for you.
So they get financing.
What works for you, and it's financing.
It's just like going to a department store. Or in buying something.
Yes, easy payments. Right.
And so this is easy pay.
Yes.
And
this is a huge blessing. We have been working towards this, knowing we need to provide solutions so that more people can take advantage of this amazing technology.
This is one of the most powerful.
Yes.
It powers
small units.
It is. Here's what I love about it. It powers almost everything, almost anything, and also it's portable. You can and it's not heavy. You can pick it up and take it with you from place to place wherever you need it. And to me, that's massive. After everything we lived through, the ice storm, we lived through the snowstorm, and the snow literally, as we're taping, literally just melting. But I will tell you, to see what happened down in Texas, they were not prepared. The several of them were not prepared. But you know who was prepared? We checked on a few people. Guess what they had? They had these generators.
Wow. So order yours today and help support this ministry.
That's right.
But you're helping keep yourself safe.
That's
right. And this is an amazing unit.
And Dad, that's the deluxe bundle. But if you can't do that, we have other options available that might be more affordable for you. We have the Lion Safari ME generator kit, and that's a $2,800 donation to the ministry. And that does include the shipping and handling in that offer. In this, you'll receive one of the Safari ME, which means more energy, generator unit, one solar panel that's a 100-watt solar panel and one Anderson extension cable in that offer right there. And there might be some of you who are watching, you might already have solar panels. So we do have just the single unit generator available as well. If that's all that you can do for a donation of $2,500. And that also includes the shipping and handling. In this offer, you are going to receive the Safari More Energy Generator unit. So with this unit right here for a donation of $2,500, this will help you power many of your household items in time of need. Take advantage of this because this is an incredible offer that we want to make available to you. But now is the time to prepare. So go to jimbakershow.com.
And I think it's amazing. It includes shipping and handling.
Yes.
Well, if you want to hear part two of Revelation now,
we do.
This is the next stage of Revelation, and boy, it don't get easier. It's wild, and there's no pauses now, and you might get a pause later on when you need a, you know.
And that's why we have to prepare.
Yes,
right,
but I want to mention too, Dad, I want to do this for today because there was so much that you gave us. You said, I mean, we truly don't get a break in this from John, but we want to make it available to you. If you missed it or you didn't get a chance to catch it all, we want to make sure that you can order this taping of today's teaching by Pastor Jim Baker for a donation of $25 to the ministry. That means you can get it, you can take notes, you can take time to devour this.
So do that right away.
Yes.
And don't forget the sanitizers.
It has the vitamin E, which keeps your hands nice and soft. I tried it out on, just so you know, Nana, I tried it out really good on Dad yesterday.
Yes.
And all day long, he just, because we had to go to doctors.
It's a great,
he was so excited. Yes. And it has a citrusy smell.
I see Dad
smell.
Over there. He's loving the smell. So we have that available today for you.
Yes,
for, and you'll receive 12 8-ounce bottles of the hand sanitizer with vitamin E. And that includes, that's $50 donation, and that includes the shipping and handling. You'll receive it all in one box, 8 ounces, and that's 12 individual bottles
right.
of the hand sanitizer that you can store away, give away, whatever it is that you
everywhere.
Feel you need to do, put them everywhere.
Amen.
And that's for a $50 donation to the ministry, and that includes the shipping and handling. So call us right now at 1-888-988-1588. And don't forget, go now to jimbakershow.com to
yes.
check out all the brand new options we have available for you to get the Safari ME generator today.
Our time's totally gone for today, girls.
Yeah,
and boys.
So good. It's been
awesome. Don't forget
it's been amazing.
And
you taught us today.
This
Thank
is so
you.
Exciting. Please be right with God.
Amen.
Just talk to God.
Thank you, Lord.
He loves you so much. Just have conversation. Ask forgiveness of your sins daily if you have to. But just let him forgive you. Let him just wash over you with his cleansing blood, and he will bring you into eternity with him. Fear not. Fear not. God loves you. He really does. Bye-bye for today.
Bye-bye. We love you.
Thank you for watching today's program. We need your support now more than ever. Call us today, 1-888-988-1588. That number again is 1-888-988-1588. You can also write to The Jim Baker Show at P.O. Box 7330, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you can make your donation and order of other products online at our website, jimbakershow.com. Thank you for your continued prayers and financial support. It's because of partners like you that we can continue to broadcast the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world.